Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne. Wait, what was I going to call myself? I had a name. Hold on. Let me think of it.
Rumpus Dumpus?
Is that it?
No.
Is that it? Do it. Do it anyway.
No.
People love it. It got a great response from Brian. And
I
our guests.
To edit this out.
And our guests, we can't introduce yet.
No.
They all love Rumpus Stumpus.
Anything I say
Look,
will be anticlimactic.
Well,
after
you should have fucking
Stumpus.
Remembered, asshole. Because I'm here to pick up your slack when you forget what your nickname is. And if you forget, sometimes it's going to be better. Go with Rumpus Stumpus. Everyone loves it.
Okay. I'll say the other one in the next segment.
Sure.
How about that? I'm Jesse Thorne, Rumpus Tumpus.
I'm not in love with it anymore, honestly. Not in love with it anymore.
Oh, Jordan, you have to say
fun.
Who you are.
Jordan Morris, Boy Detective. Hi. Hi.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Jordan, on my way over here, I was enjoying your appearance on the hit podcast, The Flophouse.
Thank you. Thank you. The Flophouse, Maximum Fun's own bad movie podcast.
Yeah.
One of the funniest podcasts around, I think.
I agree.
It's been a favorite of mine for years.
I love listening to it.
I've been on it in several capacities. I've been a fill-in host when Stuart injured his, let's say,
back?
Dick.
Yeah. God, I bet Stuart's got a crank on him.
Man. Yeah.
Handsome guy like that.
Handsome guy like that. It might not be huge, but it's probably symmetrical.
Yeah.
Yes. So, anyway, so, but I was on with all three floppers, all three peaches.
Mm-hmm. The original peaches.
The original peaches. And I think I probably came off like a laughing idiot just because I felt like a kid who got to like be called up on stage during Bozo the Clown or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm here. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Elliot's right here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's funny.
It was a real thrill, but I feel like if you listen to it, you're like, who is that laughing idiot, you know? Anyway.
No, you were wonderful. You were
nice
hilarious
say,
on the show.
Nice
and of
to
course,
to say.
The.
I'm self conscious.
The floppers, legendary floppers, were also mm-hmm. very hilarious.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Elliot and his beautiful wife on the birth of their child, Gabe.
Yeah. I got a photo of that baby in my email.
Me too.
And I loved it.
Elliot already. So as we record this, Elliot's child was born two or three days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot texted me today to see if we could hang out.
Wow.
with our children, not the baby. He wants to give the baby and the mom some room there in the house. You know, I couldn't because it was my daughter's birthday. She's over at Universal Studios.
Whoa, riding the movies.
Yeah.
Riding the movies for her B-Day?
She loves Jaws.
Sure.
Happy 7th, Grace.
She's a huge Waterworld fan. She wanted to see the Waterworld stunt
show.
She
has been begging to see the Bill and Ted thing for the longest time.
Yeah, well, that's only in Halloween.
Okay.
And has been cut from the lineup
for being racist?
Both racist and sexist.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
What's funny is Bill and Ted isn't racist or sexist, is it?
No.
Oh, probably it is. I haven't seen it since I was 10.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. But Weird Science, that holds up, right?
I feel like if I watched Bill and Ted right now as a 37-year-old man, I'd probably like it.
Yeah, it's probably. I genuinely
I have not seen Bill and Ted as an adult.
Sure.
But replaying it in my mind, and I'm someone who's, I'm anti-nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that bullshit.
You don't like it.
I kind of feel
like it's specific pockets from your childhood.
I kind of feel like if I watched – look, if I watched a 1989 San Francisco Giants game, I wouldn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm realistic about that.
Okay.
But I think if I watch Bill and Ted right now, I think I probably would still like it.
Yeah. It would be especially – let's bring our guests in.
Okay.
Because I think this is a rich vein that we found. A rich vein like the ones on Stewart's Thick Crank. What a rich, rich vein.
They are the co-hosts of the Couples Therapy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Comedians and comedy writers, both.
Mm-hmm.
They've worked on, collectively and individually, on numerous television programs you might have enjoyed. And they're here to charm us with their ad-lib wit.
Mm-hmm. And some scripted material.
They've got
some
a few
poems
written. Naomi Ekperigin.
Woo!
Did I do it right?
You did it!
Okay, you thank God. Naomi, before we introduce your husband, Andy, I will just say that I literally parked my car in the parking lot, and I'm like, I do not know how to pronounce Naomi's last name. And I pulled out my phone, and I'm used to, like, I'm a public radio host. I feel obliged to do the work to get it right. But I also don't want to ask. No one wants to ask. If it comes down to asking, as a public radio host, you make the producer do it. Mm-hmm. And then you pretend like you always knew.
See, I always go, like, literally, I mean, I'm so used to a host on a stand-up show just turning to me, and I just go, Ek Paragon. Because I know that's the question.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, my whole life long, I'm telling you. So it's like, I'll let you.
I watched, I'm going to call it conservatively, 5 very great YouTube clips of your stand-up, all of which cut your introduction. All of them just went straight from your first word. I was just like, can someone please bring her on stage? Our other guest, her husband, the co-host of the Smash Hit podcast, Couples Therapy, Andy Beckerman.
Hey!
All right. There's that signature catchphrase we all love. Hey, with 8 Y's.
7 E's, 8 Y's.
Nice.
Guys, my brain's exploding. I got so much to ask you.
Yeah,
One,
sure.
Do you...
Who is Stuart?
Correlate... Stuart, well. I'm friends with Stuart. I know Stuart.
Oh, okay.
I know all the floppers. Personal friends of both of ours.
All
okay.
Right. All right.
So,
settle down.
I've never met them.
Although, here in L.A.
You don't... He probably wouldn't let you. Stuart's too handsome.
Yeah.
I gotta
Realistically,
say,
you're going to want to meet Dan. Dan's also
I love
very
this just
handsome.
Dicking on another podcast. Who's Dan's getting it next week? Who's getting it next week? We're coming
handsome.
For you, McElroys.
Dan's very handsome.
So,
anyway,
you guys correlate
yes.
handsomeness
uh-huh.
with genitalia beautifulness or
sure.
evenness.
Yeah.
Or, okay, I just wanted to make sure
yes.
that okay.
Genital symmetry.
Yes.
Genital symmetry.
It starts from the top, works its way down.
I think Stuart just has an easy charm that suggests. He's got something great in his back pocket, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
By which
as
I mean that his
little,
penis is so
sure,
large.
Way around.
Well, I call it SDE, symmetrical dick energy. This will become very annoying on Twitter very soon.
Yeah.
Second question.
Yes, please.
Jesse, would you watch an old sports event, an old sporting event,
yeah.
where, say, one of the – I imagine – I don't remember what the movie is, but like – there was one movie where someone kept shooting people, where a football player shot people.
What?
The Last Boy Scout. So, or I also had in my head, what if one of the football players, this is an old game, this is like 1992, had a bomb strapped to them and then blew themselves up
yeah.
in the middle of the game? Would you rewatch that game?
Like, at first.
No.
No, why?
I have questions.
Snuff?
Yes. No, it's not snuff. It's a national event.
No one wants to rewatch a national tragedy.
The video of the planes hitting the towers.
Why would...
What?
Why would I want to re-traumatize myself? A football player, let's say Thurman Thomas.
Sure.
Of the Buffalo Bills.
Sure.
Has a bomb strapped to himself.
Right.
And he blows up
and
Machine
then,
Gun Kelly and all the rest of them.
Yes. In the name of something positive.
What? Andy, this scenario would never come to pass.
So this is like, this is pre, this is pre, pre-South Africa opening up. Apartheid era South Africa. He's blowing himself up in the name of freeing Africa.
He doesn't blow
from
anyone,
the white oppressor.
He doesn't blow anyone else up?
Sure. He blows like
he blows
a
Paul Simon
act.
As well.
Yes. He's at a Paul Simon concert.
For
he gets up there. This is
yeah.
Graceland.
The cultural boycott.
Graceland era Paul Simon.
Uh-huh.
Paul and Ladysmith Black Mambazo are up on stage. Uh-huh.
Why do you keep emoji clapping? You're emoji clapping on every
while he's
syllable.
Doing this, I'm just painting my nails. Nails painting.
Because
I'm thinking about that eggplant I'm going to have for dinner.
Leftist terrorism is important.
Guys.
Yes.
Where are you at emotionally today?
Yeah, where are your hearts?
Well, I mean, I'm curious. I want to hear about your guys' beloved childhood movies that you would be troubled to hear are now unwatchable because of morals.
Yeah.
Right.
I would also – I agree with Jesse.
Or because movies used to be less good.
Yes. That's – oh, God. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree with Jesse. I have not watched Bill and Ted since maybe like high school. Maybe I watched it once in college, but I was too stoned, bro. I probably wasn't. But yeah, I would also be devastated if there was.
We
like,
do like to blaze trees.
We do like to blaze trees. Blow fat clouds.
Yeah. You undercover cops.
Yes.
No, we're not.
Cops. So, but you two would sell us some drugs, right? what movies would you be devastated to hear are harder to watch in our modern era?
The Cook, the Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover.
Mm, sure, yes. The classic.
Exactly classic. What we would all say.
I mean, how many Peter slumber Green parties were you
sixth
at?
Sixth grade was the year of The Cook, the Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover.
Yeah.
I can't, like, what I remember is taking California history, mm-hmm. learning about missions.
Sure, yes.
And The Cook, and the Milagro Beanfield War.
Sure, right, yeah. We would all get a Bigfoot pizza from Pizza Hut.
That was
get
the year.
Papa Straw and some Ecto Coolers.
Ecto Coolers!
And then watch Peter Greenaway films and Almodovar films.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Those were my sixth grade sleepovers in a nutshell. Yeah.
Those were fun.
We solo had, sleepovers. Definitely solo sleepovers.
Oh, what a bird.
Do you have favorites that you have not seen since you were that age?
The Sandlot. Uh-huh. I feel like I love that movie, haven't seen it since.
That movie probably sucks.
Who's the kid with the bug eyes? Because he was pro-Nazi then in the movie.
Was pro-Nazi in the movie?
Yeah. Don't you remember when they were changing in the locker room and you could see the swastika tattoo?
I don't like you ruining a memory.
What in the world?
Don't remember that.
Yeah.
Don't remember that dark moment in time.
In the movie.
The Sandlot. Well, it's funny because I was really into Bogus Journey.
Yeah,
the Bill and Ted.
Sure.
That second one.
Okay.
That was a fun, good time.
You're kind of cold on The Excellent Adventure, but when it comes to a Bogus Journey, that's when you get on board.
Oh, my God. It was like kind of grotesque and terrifying. There was Station.
Right.
What was Station?
Is that the guy with the shaved head who plays chess?
No, that's Death. That's the Bergman reference. What I love about it as an adult is that there's a Bergman reference in this kid's film.
I think Stations was the little goblin alien.
Right, the two creatures.
And I think they played keytar, I want to say. At some point, does Stations play keytar?
Yeah, they bring Station at the very end at their concert.
To play keytar.
God, there's nothing better than a big group concert that just summarizes the events of the movie.
Yeah, and then, but also.
This person, this person, this
and
person.
And also, these people we met also can play instruments.
And we never discussed it.
And it's not, and no one doubles up on instruments either.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
It's nice. It's like one of those bands where, you know, everybody puts down their instrument, moves stations. So like the drummer goes and plays bass and, you know, different people get to sing lead.
Yeah.
That's nice. That feels like a way that everyone can feel special.
Yeah. I think that's sort of like the whole thing with bands. It's just a way for everyone to feel special.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's just the one person who's special in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know much about bands. You're into music, Andrew.
Sure.
You're into music.
Thinking, like that makes me think of like they were supposed to be a hair metal band, right, Bill and Ted? But really, that has the elements of like a 70s prog band. Mm. That's really like Yes or an Alan Parsons Project or one of those things. So
prog.
You have a lot of opinions about 70s prog?
No. I like ROG, regressive rock. ROG rock.
You guys want to talk rock in opposition?
I think we could start a new podcast,
mm-hmm.
which is...
I think we both need more podcasts.
Yes, I certainly do.
We do. The world does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do it. How can we...
Since we premiered Bubble, the world has not had a chance to hear your voice.
Yes. I know. People are like, where can I listen to Jordan talk about whatever?
I think,
to reuse the same few anecdotes.
I think a pretty good podcast, pretty solid – I say this as a podcast creative executive.
Yeah.
I think a pretty solid podcast is the four of us get together and try to remember the plot of a movie.
Oh, I like it. I'm in.
Just work through. Got to get that sweet, sweet pod rev.
Yeah.
Remembrances of movies past.
Mm.
Wow. Mm. That's lyrical.
Yeah.
That's
lyrical. Much more lyrical, I think, than probably the podcast.
Exactly.
Point Break. That's the first episode, right?
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Wait, is that involve snow?
No, Point Break is the story. And we could practice. Let's practice.
I don't know. I thought they were like on a mountain for some reason.
Here's what I think. I think you are not, because there was a very boring remake of Point Break that I do think involved some extreme skiing or snowboarding.
Okay, thank you for validating my experience.
I see you. I validate
thank you.
Cherished member of this podcasting community.
I remember, all I really remember is a part where he drop kicks a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Patrick Swayze is running from Keanu Reeves, and to throw him off the trail, he hurls a dog at him.
What?
And no one talks about it. It just happens.
See, that couldn't happen today.
No,
that
sure
would be rude. You know what I mean?
PETA people would be all over you. Thank you very much. Sick of these libs telling me I can't throw dogs. I'm going to own these libs. Can't wait to own the libs by throwing a dog at Keanu Reeves.
Jesse, I have to ask. Do you hate me because I said that the bug-eyed kid from, what was the movie again, Naomi?
Sandlot
had a swastika tattoo?
No, I don't hate you.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm having trouble reading you emotionally.
I'm emotionally unknowable. That's like a that's like a baseline for this podcast. Yeah. Jordan too.
I was gonna say I can't read Jordan, so you're having trouble. So we each can't read the person opposite
us.
Yeah,
so we're. Well, so, Jordan's smiley the entire time, so I'm just going to take you at baseline.
I'm having a great time, guys. I'm goofing. Having a blast.
But I felt a change in the air when I said that, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Did I
just step in some emotional doo-doo?
Look, I am completely neutral on both the Sandlot and Nazis. It's not a thing for me, not a concern, no feelings either way about the Sandlot or... Gary.
Sure, but what about me as a needy person?
Oh,
what are your
my
feelings?
God.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Jump right in.
LA has turned us both into like exposed baby turtles. Mm. Like, just we feel very shell-less here. Really soft, really goopy. Can we make it to the ocean?
When I moved to Los Angeles.
Tell it, sister.
I went to downtown Los Angeles, which is a ton of fun. There's a fun neighborhood in Los Angeles called downtown. And there are, substantial parts of downtown are fancy pants lofts these days. But there are still weird neighborhoods that are dedicated to things. Jordan and I often speak on this program of the Bong District.
The Bong District. Wholesale bongs. Do you have a headshot a shop that needs product?
A whole street of bong importers.
What?
But there's many things like that. And I was downtown and I was visiting a men's tailoring products store called B. Black & Sons. And I was on my way to a millinery store or hat making supply store.
Oh my God.
A haberdashery.
And in between, I saw a three card Monty game, a real a live three card Monty game.
God.
And a person selling tiny fish bowls with like a sandy mound and a tiny turtle and a little fake palm tree.
What?
And I was like, these are things that I know only from like children's books published in 1952. Like, these are not real things, but it was the only time. And, you know, like I'm from the city. I'm not, it's not like
you're no bumpkin.
Look, I didn't grow up on a farm. Sure, there's no three card Monty on the farm unless you invite Uncle Vern over.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Old, I don't know
old,
why we.
Old Grift and Uncle Vern.
Why do we still fall for that from Vern? He's a charmer.
Yeah, sure.
He's a charmer. And he needs the help. You know, you kind of like.
And he told me he has got these great speakers.
Oh, yeah.
They fell off a truck. Yeah. And he needs to get rid of them because he needs a bus ticket.
I have been offered speakers that fell off a truck once as like a teenager.
From who?
From exactly the person, like a shifty-looking guy.
This whole thing sounds like a fever dream, by the way.
I know, walking down that street.
Every element of it sounds like you had 106-degree fever.
You've never been
fever.
On your way to a millinery supply store.
And had to consider buying a little turtle.
Where do you get your Grosgrain ribbon, then? To riddle me that.
On the dark web! Where else?
No, you're right.
Fair point.
Sure.
Fair point.
Heroin, too.
How do you think it got the name the Silk Road?
Right. Oh, there you go.
There it is.
This is a lot of fun.
They also offered woolens at the time.
Woolens. It's so funny because you say words that exactly your face tells me you would say. Like, Jesse's facial hair speaks of an era. Mm-hmm. And then he says words from that era. And I'm like, on game.
I'm a contemporary man. I live here in the current world. I love to play Xbox.
Sure. Yeah, that was convincing.
I love to wear one-piece swimsuits and lift large weights at the beach.
Sure. I love to go to the druggist as much as the next guy for a bit of fondant.
And a phosphate.
A
chocolate soda, perhaps.
Yeah. And we all think women should get the vote.
Yeah. You won't find a single one of us who doesn't think
that. Yes, just a bunch of suffragettes here in this room.
Can I, on the subject of films, can I ask you guys a question? Have you guys seen the new film, and you don't, I don't believe you have children, is that correct?
Do not.
You do not have children, but have you guys seen the new film, Christopher Robin?
No.
Starring Christopher Robin and Pooh the Bear?
No, how was it?
I've not seen it myself.
Okay.
But I'm intrigued by it.
Here's the thing in my brain about that movie.
Yeah.
This is not something that I would like to see. I don't have kids, and I as a child, I put Winnie the Pooh in a category that I considered boring European stuff. Babar, the Little Prince.
Oh my God, you were right about
Tintin!
Babar.
Tintin just fucking snoozes all these things.
Can I tell
just
you?
Gentle snoozes.
I read the entirety of The Little Prince with my daughter.
Yes.
Someone had gifted us a copy of The Little Prince, and I thought, you know, I feel like I never read this when I was a kid. I should read this. This is a children's classic. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking nightmare. It's so boring.
And he's
it's like the most boring book I've ever read in my entire life.
Mm. But what about the cartoon from when you were a kid? From when I was a kid. I'm older than everyone here, I think.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm in my late 60s.
I did not like the book, so I guess I probably didn't watch the cartoon.
Exactly.
Loved the cartoon. Yeah. Loved Belle and Sebastian. Loved all the Nickelodeons from the 80s.
Right.
Pinwheel. Mm. Here's the thing. This is what I was... When you were talking... Sorry.
Whoa, I need everyone to know Andy is gesturing.
Yeah.
There are two fingers up in the air on two separate hands.
Wow.
That means something emotional. I'll talk to my therapist about exactly what. But this is the thing. When we were talking about nostalgia earlier...
Is that what your therapist is up to? ASL translation.
Yeah. Look, all these emotions are new to me. So it used to be it was just complete
my therapist mostly works with me and teaches apes how to speak.
Yes. A lot of flashcards in my therapy. When someone's mouth is this shape, what does that mean?
Andy,
hard to say.
Do you want to talk about kittens? We can get you a kitten.
Yes. I have a nice one named All Ball.
Yeah.
Fine
here's
animal
the
gorilla.
Thing.
Yes.
Tell
fine
it. What's
animal
the
fine
gorilla?
Animal thank gorilla. You, Jordan. Sure. I was waiting for it.
Thank you, yes.
With the nostalgia stuff earlier, I don't think I could be – I don't think there's a movie from – if there was a movie from when I was a kid, let's say Goonies. Let's say there was a character who is Asian American or I think Japanese. I'm not sure. But I'm assuming there's going to be some racist stuff in there.
Yeah, there's a gong whenever they enter.
Right.
Is that true?
Now if you like if you get notes back on a screenplay, they say, oh, you know, you got to heighten the stakes, you got to save the cat, all these kind of buzz phrases. Mm-hmm. Before, the only note was this character is Asian American. Can you put a gong in there?
It's wall to wall gongs in Goonies. Okay, I'm fine burning that. I loved it when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was in the 80s. It was. For whatever reason, okay to be racist against Asian people.
We had a love affair with interesting percussion instruments. I mean,
it was the end of the prog era.
Sure. Yeah.
And people had all these leftover gongs from their prog bands.
A rock band had a timpani in it, a tuned drum. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All what are the like 30 little drum things that prog bands or now jam bands probably have?
30 little drum things?
Yes. 30 Symbols? Little drum things.
Andy. I don't understand.
There's a point.
Yeah.
The point is.
Tell it.
Thank you, girl. The point is, I'm fine letting the past die. There's nothing from my youth that is so important to me now that if there was something to awful in it. Like, here's a genuinely Revenge of the Nerds. One of the scenes towards the end.
Yeah, so you don't need to describe the scenes.
We've all seen it.
It's a bummer. I know people enjoy enumerating those things. We don't need to.
Let the film die.
It has bad things happening.
Let the film die.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought this up because it dovetails with my point about the film Christopher Robin.
Yes, it ducktails with it.
So, I haven't seen Christopher Robin.
Like a hurricane. my quick point about it. The only thing I think of when I hear that movie is I've driven by the poster a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's like sad sack old Ewan McGregor and maybe like Pooh or Piglet or something that's peeking out from behind him.
Are you about to say the tagline of the movie?
Because that's what I'm... You can't escape your past?
It's sooner or later, your past catches up with
what
you.
What the fuck?
That's exactly what... Sooner or later, your past catches up with you?
What the hell?
Did Winnie the Pooh...
On spring break.
Snitch on a mob boss?
On spring... When Christopher Robin graduated college...
Yeah.
Tell it.
Him, Winnie the Pooh, Piglet,
yeah.
Tigger, the whole gang from the 100 Acre Wood.
Eeyore.
Yeah. They were on a boost cruise.
Kanga.
Well, here's what happened. Uh-huh. Kanga had a little too much to drink.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And she hit her head.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And there were so many drugs on the boat.
Yeah.
They just decided to throw her off the boat. And they made a pledge not to tell anybody.
Did Rue participate?
Rue did, yes.
Holy
and then her
shit.
Body washes
yes.
up on shore.
Yes.
Right. And that's when our movie begins.
Yes. The washing up of the body.
Right. It's like Twin Peaks, but for the 100 Acre Wood.
And children.
Yeah. What a sinister. And the puppets look creepy.
Sooner or later, your past catches up with you.
Mm.
Bring the whole family.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I mean, are they talking about, it could be that they're talking about Winnie the Pooh. Trying to deceive bumblebees.
Sure, to get their honey.
Yeah.
But it could also be the accidental drowning death of Kanga.
Yeah.
On a
well, she died
cruise.
Of blunt
force trauma.
Yeah, blunt force trauma. But they're going to jail for not trying to help her. You see
right.
what I'm saying? Like, that's the danger. It's not that they caused the incident. It's that they did nothing to aid. Because she could have lived. What they discover when the body washes up and they conduct an autopsy is that she could have lived had she received medical attention.
Oh, or one of them actually had to have murdered her. And so then it becomes a mystery.
Of
which
who?
One, who is actually responsible
right.
for her death.
Right, because she was pushed.
It was Rabbit.
Rabbit. Well, I mean, I could say
how
maybe
do you build tension?
His Tigger
obviously Rabbit.
Tigger seems to have maybe a bipolar streak. He's up, he's bouncing.
Right. Yeah. I feel like Eeyore is the first to cave. You know what I mean? Because he's been battling demons this whole time with his depression.
A lot of darkness.
Oh,
there.
Well, he kills himself. Like the body washes up, he sees the newspaper. It's like It, the second act of It. Mm. He kills himself and writes Kanga on the wall in blood.
Wow. I didn't think it would be a bloody end.
Sure. Regret. It's a son of a bitch.
Regret is a son of a bitch.
Were you a Winnie the Pooh kid? Did you?
Yeah,
did
you know what? Winnie the Pooh is fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
As much as the Little Prince is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you were a 20-year-old and you were stoned, you would like the Little mm-hmm. Prince because it's like full of wisdom.
I'm halfway there, baby.
Yeah,
I'm 20.
But Winnie the Pooh, the books are fucking great. I've read the mm-hmm. books with my kids, and as an adult, I just, like, marvel at how great they are.
How many kids do you have?
I have three kids.
Do you have three kids?
I have three children. And I read the Winnie the Pooh books with mm-hmm. them. They're great. The Disney movie, the original Disney movie, pretty damn good.
Mm.
Pretty excellent.
What
the
about
Heffalumps and Woozles? A little bit much. It's a lot. It's kind of shoehorned in there. They're like, nothing in this movie will fuck kids up.
Right. Hey, yeah, right. We're early Disney.
Yeah.
We got to fuck them up somehow.
Yeah. And then, there was a Winnie the Pooh movie that came out eight years ago, maybe, what's her face
Soldier
singing
Boy?
Songs?
Soldier Boy.
I was thinking of something that was popular 8 years ago. Is that right? Is that about
no,
track?
That's more like 10 or 12.
10
now.
Or 12.
Yeah.
Close.
But he does Superman a hoe.
Sure.
Just coincidental.
Yeah.
It's got a, what's her face? New Girl. What's that lady?
Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel sings some songs and John Cleese is the narrator.
That's
and
it's fun.
It's wonderful. It's like one of the best newer kids movies. It's a wonderful film. Mm-hmm. But those books are totally great. But from what I hear, Christopher Robin's completely insane.
It sounds insane.
And then he killed Kanga for one thing.
I know, right?
I really want to see this now. I hate riffing on an idea, and then I'm like, oh, why doesn't that exist now?
Yeah, right.
So you want the riff to come to life.
Yes. Oh, you don't want to see actual Christopher Robin, the movie.
No.
You want to see
this dark, procedural
yes.
version. That's this, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah. Christopher Robin, the movie, sounds like a pile of garbage written by Jean-Paul Sartre or something like that. I don't know. Pick your philosopher who talks about regret. But this...
Again, fucking... I am having so many nostalgia flashbacks
yeah.
to sixth grade sleepovers. Oh man, regret philosophers.
Just play and spin the bottle and quoting Candide.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, you like that Pooh.
My kids and my wife. And my wife's parents went to Universal Studios today.
Yes.
Wow.
I stayed home with my youngest child.
To ride the movies.
They went to Harry Potter Land.
Yes.
Harry Potter Land's part of that?
Yeah.
Why didn't we take my parents there?
We really should have. Oh, Andy's parents came into town a few months back.
And they're teenage nerds?
Uh-huh. Kind of.
Yeah.
And basically because we are... newish here, we don't really know stuff, you know what I mean? So we had visitors and we were like, okay, we like saw the tar pits and we're like, what else you want to do?
Yeah. Los Angeles is not a city that reveals itself either.
Yes, you must know where
you're
to
like
go.
Do you guys want to see some strip malls? Right.
It was true.
We don't have strip malls like this back in Pennsylvania, Andy.
Why do you make your dad sound like that? He is
His
current.
Father is Jackie Mason.
Andy, I have all these taluses to give you and your friends.
friends. Goodie bags.
We got a friend of ours who works at Universal that gave us passes to just like wander around the back lot. Except the security guards didn't get the memo. And yelled at us.
They stopped us, even though I worked on the lot. I had my ID badge. When he came and stopped us, I lost all nerve. I'm really not confrontational. Mm-hmm. And he was a bald white man, which does trigger me from time to time. And so I didn't.
He could be a Southern sheriff.
He was on his thing. He's like, you
his
gotta
name was
go.
Bull?
Yeah, he was like very like, you gotta go. And I really wanted to be like, damn you. But then, you know, when you like. You back down, and then you spend the next 3 to 6 months replaying the conversation in your head.
Would this be therapeutic right now if I were to play the security?
Okay, let's see. Oh my God. I'm open to this. I really would love to be cleansed of this.
Jordan,
okay.
Your first line is, howdy, y'all.
Sure, yeah. darn them Duke boys.
Yeah.
Here we go. Howdy, y'all. Can I see y'all's passes? I'm sorry. This is a restricted area.
Naomi, show him your ID.
Okay, actually, here's my ID from when I worked here. Work here. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. It was the past tense, Nate. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Howdy, y'all. Can I see y'all's passes?
Yep, here you go. Here are our passes. So we were just going to keep driving around looking at some stuff. I'm an employee here, and I'm here with my in-laws, and we just thought we would take a little walk around.
Yeah, well, these don't look cotton picking correct. So I'm going to have to ask y'all to scoot like a couple of jackrabbits.
Okay, who's your manager? May I speak to your manager? That's what I want. I will have a ride.
I'm thrown off my axis.
Yes.
So here's some coupons for butterbeers.
That is what I'm talking about. I want to be that bitch. I want to be a cannot talk to your manager bitch.
You want
to
be a Becky.
I do. And like in my head, I'll be like, whatever you say. And then I walk away. But I want to be an ask your manager bitch.
Wow.
That's the dream for me.
I get a lot of anxiety in those kind of confrontational situations, especially with customer service personnel. So there is a point to which, and it's pretty far down the line, I am like ruthlessly efficient with customer service personnel. Like I am like
ruthless,
clear and polite, but also emphatic and demanding.
Yeah.
And I can get to a certain point, but then my mother appears inside of me and my mother will go from – my mom decides whether she likes or hates someone within 1.8 seconds of talking to them.
I am with her.
And so she will either leave a customer service situation married or she will just start screaming and like walking around and not making sense. And, like, that has so deeply traumatized me.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I'm in that situation, I'm afraid that my mom's going to appear and embarrass me. And so I, yeah, like I can go 80%, 85%, but then there gets to be a certain point where I just completely emotionally collapse, like 1,000%.
And you, and then you abandon your whatever agenda you came in with?
I let it go? I feel like I'm going to like throw up. Like I completely, and you know, like I'm a big straight white guy. Like yeah. I've got a deep voice on the phone.
You can work it. Yeah.
I can. Yeah, I got all the advantages. I got a college education, University of California, baby.
Sure. You got those nunchucks?
I can give people the business. I got those nunchucks. I'm not half bad with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you're good with those chucks. Love to see you work them chucks.
Yeah, my halberd I'm less good with, but yeah, that's good what, enough.
You know, you're taking those,
just kind of poke.
You're
you know?
Taking those classes at the Y.
Halberd classes at the Y.
Shout out to the South Pasadena YMCA, by the way.
Great, beautiful, beautiful,
gorgeous
building.
Facility.
Beautiful facility.
Great spin classes. They've got Zumba, halberd, crossbow.
Sure.
Throwing stars.
Advanced gouging.
Yeah.
Advanced.
Yeah.
Intermediate, always full. Yeah.
I had to go to the Hollywood Y to take intermediate.
To take intermediate, right?
But your pass is good at all of them. Yeah. So
I haven't even gotten to eye gouging. I'm still gouging prices.
Prices and then eyes.
Yeah, well, one's deadly.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your wallet. Yes, yeah. In a scam.
One teaches you how to price groceries at a 7-Eleven.
You know, gouging prices could yeah. be deadly in a natural disaster or a siege.
Sure.
That's true.
That's when price controls are merited. Mm-hmm. Got to keep you can't start gouging prices.
Which would you rather lose? All your money in your bank account or your eyes?
Money. That's a no-brainer. Yeah.
That is.
I love my peepers, man. I love to peep with them.
You need your peepers because you want to know what? You lose all your money, you got to find some more money.
And my, yeah. I mean,
you
my
need eyeball.
I mean, my oh, baby well, blues are my money makers.
Your money makers.
What if it's easier if you're blind?
To do what?
To beg for more money.
Easier.
I don't think anything's yeah. easier, Andy. But I do like your optimism.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, how do you feel about me now?
If I didn't have eyes, Andy, how would I look at Stuart's crank?
Okay, do you want to take a little break?
Hold on.
Let's take a second.
Think about that crank.
We're going to need to take a quick break to think about Stuart's crank. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
You know, Jordan.
What?
Jordan Jesse Go is, of course, supported by all the Max Fund members who go to MaximumFund.org/donate.
They're the best.
May God bless each and every one of them.
Mm.
We're also supported this week by our friends at The Sound of Vinyl.
Yes, this is a recommendation service that's designed to learn your taste in music and offer you a personalized suggestion for records you'll love.
It's really fun. You get on their website or you get on their service. You know, they ask you, do you like this? Do you have this? Do you like this? Do you have this for, you know, 6 or 10 albums?
Yeah.
And then they send you a text message and say, do you want this album? All you have to do is say yes or no.
Yeah, it's totally fun.
It is really cool. I got some, and they also have some really great, like, curated playlists or album lists from.
Yeah.
I got a great jazz recommendation from Henry Rollins.
Of course.
I took home some records that I was really stoked about. I got an Erykah Badu record that I love. I got an Eric Dolphy record. That was the record that Henry Rollins recommended to me personally.
They've got limited edition colored vinyl from artists like R.E.M., The Beach Boys, John Coltrane, Marvin Gaye, and more. It's free to sign up, no subscription fees, and no commitments.
Just go to soundofvinyl.com/JJGo and you will get $5 off your first record. That's soundofvinyl.com/JJGo. We're also supported this week by Mack Weldon. I'm wearing my M-dubs right now, baby.
Yeah, that's why you look so cozy.
Yeah, I got those fresh, you know, we're in the summer heat.
Yeah.
They got products specifically for the summer heat, Jordan, and that's what I'm wearing right now. I got that mesh on.
It's a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics.
They are genuinely dedicated to doing a great job with men's basics. Underpants, undershirts, socks. In fact, now that I mention it, Jordan, I already said I was wearing I was wearing a little M-dubs underneath my shorts.
Yes.
I'm wearing some M-dubs on my feet as well.
What? Yeah. Double M-dubs?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I'm a real cutie.
they have all kinds of great stuff. I really, really like Mack Weldon products. They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they will refund you, no questions asked.
Yeah, you don't have to return it to them. So this is good for two reasons, Jordan. Mm-hmm. First reason, of course, it's no risk. You know, you buy it.
Yeah.
If you like it,
there
you keep
no
it. If you don't like
here.
It, you get a refund.
Just do it.
And then secondarily, there's no risk that you will be sold someone else's underpants.
That's true. Yes, it's a concern these days, but not with Mack Weldon.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. If you want 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code JJGO at checkout.
MackWeldon.com and use the promo code JJGO. 20% off these great underpants.
We'll be right back with more Jordan, Jesse, Go.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, Woody Famoso.
Step down from Rumpus Dumpus.
I know. That's why I tried
Jordan
to separate
Morris,
it.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I tried to give it temporal separation.
Yeah.
Andy Beckerman, popular murderer.
Naomi Ekperigin, Lady Bones.
Sick of all these male bones, these David Boreanaz's.
Exactly.
He's not Bones, though, I guess. Anyway.
She's Bones.
She's Bones.
Was Natalie from Sports Night on Bones?
One can only imagine.
She might have been on Numbers.
Mm.
Oh, I love Numb Threeers. That was like my
huge
favorite.
Fan of Numb Threeers.
I love it.
Was Natalie from Sports Night on it?
Scorpion.
Any CBS procedural drama. Who's Natalie from Sports Night?
She's the girl that everyone had a crush on,
Jesse,
when we were 16.
She had Bechdel.
Save this shit for the Linda Holmes episode.
We just had one. We'll have another one in a year.
Okay.
Save the... listen. Should we start a separate Sports Night podcast where we go down the world's greatest show episode by episode, yeah, breaking it down, yeah, talking about Natalie and
Sports Night would definitely suffer in retrospect. I don't, not that I don't think it would hold up at all. I think it would hold up reasonably well, but I think my golden tinted memories of Sports Night have to do with the fact that I was 16.
Is that a Sorkin?
It's a Sorkin.
It was a Sorkin. It's the best of the Sorkins from my perspective.
Well, that's not great praise.
I don't care for the other Sorkins. I will say this. I do not. I'm not nuts about the – with all due respect to all the big West Wing fans out there, I'm not a Sorkin.
You like the American president, though, right?
Oh, God. I can't get hard unless I watch the American president.
Is there a lot of walking and talking on Sports Night, too?
Yeah, but Sports Night a little zippier.
Benson is on
a
it.
Little
Peter Krause.
A little less swelling music that tells you what exact emotion to
what
feel.
What to feel, yeah.
Isn't Good Wife on there, too?
Who's a good wife?
Josh Charles.
Wrong crowd for
Josh
this.
Charles is
yeah,
on there.
We
Josh Charles is on there. Don't say anything bad about Josh Charles. That guy's my Twitter friend. It's like I'm living my adolescent dream.
Who
I'm
does
a
not
huge
love
Good
Josh
Wife
Charles.
Fan.
Okay.
I good. Love The Good Wife. Love The Great Fight.
Jesse,
CBS All Access every Sunday.
Before we get to our calls, do you want to explain your nickname, which I'm sorry that I torpedoed with the
it's just
impromptu
a,
genius that
it's
was
It's just
Rumpus
a sign that I see on my way to the cabin. It's for a street road called Woody Famoso Road in Famoso, California.
That's fun.
And it's just a nice, it's like Slater Kinney.
Yeah.
Or sure. Button Willow McKittrick.
Famoso.
Yeah, Woody hyphen Famoso Road.
Mm-hmm. I bet some cool shit happens on Woody hyphen Famoso.
You know, actually, you know who the original Woody Famoso was?
Hmm.
Stuart Wellington.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Que Famoso.
Que lastima.
Lastima.
When something momentous happens to you, we ask you to call us at 206-984-4FUN or... voice memo that shit and just email it right in, jjgo@maximumfun.org. I'm going to be honest, Jordan. After last week's momentous occasions on Jordan Jesse Go.
Shit, man, they ruled.
That was
they
like
very
literally two. On last week's show, we had this. We've been doing this segment, Momentous Occasions, for 12 years or 13 years, however long we've been doing Jordan Jesse Go.
For the most part, dead weight. Dead weight. No one likes it. I think they skip it.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's
you
like
could
the
say
top
that.
Part of Marin.
You could say that of all of Jordan Jesse Go.
Sure, yeah, I mean, most people skip it, actually.
Yeah, there's not a lot of meat on these bones. No,
sure, all gristle.
There's not a lot of bones for the meat either.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got one.
Yeah, like cartilage. It's like a shark fin soup situation.
Right, yes. Which is cruel.
Yeah, cruel. Which is cruel.
Which we all disagree with.
Yeah. We are opposed to it.
Not me.
Wow.
What You're the only vegetarian in this room.
Heel turn.
Check out the Nazi guy from the Sandlot over here.
Eating sharks?
Yeah. They're killers.
Last week we had two calls that were so strong.
Yeah.
They were the kind of call I would say a once a year quality.
Yeah.
Like a peak, because originally it was like, oh, I just got married.
Yeah.
I just bought my first house.
Sure.
Then eventually it became, well, I just saw a man with a pet woodchuck on his shoulder. And, the ante keeps getting upped, and also all the normal things are done now.
Yeah.
And for a while it was almost all sexual things.
Mm-hmm.
And we this isn't just a sex show.
Sure. Happy Anal August, by the way.
Yeah, happy Anal August, my
pal.
Friend. Remember, guys, without a base, without a trace.
Anyway, that's what we say during Anal August. These are all inside jokes that are
among the
upsetting.
Many things that upset and alienate.
Sure, yes.
Most normal people. Mm-hmm. So last week we had two truly incredible calls. One was a thrilling car chase.
Wow.
In the middle of the car chase?
In which some girls they thought were their friends.
Right.
Stole most of their weed.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
My grandpa has two buttholes.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. So
a woman
genetically?
Who was watching TV with her
so
husband.
So if these calls were nicknames, they would be Rumpus Tumpus.
Yes.
Hold on. Yes. Can I go back to the buttholes thing?
Sure, yeah.
Genetically two buttholes, or they had like something happened where there was a tear?
Oh, I don't know.
You tell me. You're the guy with two buttholes.
Sure, yeah.
I had two buttholes for a moment.
You tell me,
you
Gramps.
Did?
Yeah, there was a rip. And I had to have it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, gee whiz. That's horrible.
He's back on top now. I didn't know you at this time.
Now I'm back to one, baby.
I didn't know you in your two butthole life. That's like, honestly, that's like what they talk about when they say, like, become a partner to yourself before you can become a partner to someone else. It's like, get your second butthole sewed up. And then you can go out into the dating pool.
Yeah, sure. You got to be a top bottom.
Mm-hmm. You got to. America's next top bottom.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stakes on this week's calls.
If Tyra's great, isn't she good in that?
If there isn't something remarkable here, then Brian's going to get fired.
Okay, high stakes.
Brian.
Hello, Jordan, Jesse, and guest. My name is Jeremy from Redding, California. We have been evacuated recently as a result of a large wildfire in this area. But we just found out that Guy Fieri is on the way to our local evacuation center, so everything's going to be okay.
I heard this story.
Uh-huh.
Guy Fieri, a popular joke target, has teamed with another celebrity chef.
Santa Rosa's favorite son.
Santa Rosa's own Guy Fieri.
Fuck you, Charles Schultz.
Yes. Yeah. He's helping the wild. He's feeding the people who've been displaced by the wildfires and the first responders.
I mean, he has always been good.
I know he does good stuff.
He is just on a quest to make us feel bad for making fun of him.
He is. If there is one thing you can say about him, he has always stood up for and provided for people in dire straits, whether they're displaced by wildfires. Mm-hmm. Or they're hungry at the Burbank airport.
Sure, yeah.
Is there a greater discrepancy between being aesthetically disgusting and being morally benighted?
You know,
morally gorgeous.
I'll push back a little bit.
Push back.
I think that Guy Fieri is leaning into his thing in a really fun way. And I think it's – I don't know that I would call him disgusting. disgusting. I don't know, like,
aesthetically disgusting.
But he's saying even the
aesthetic and disgusting, and I like Naomi's phrase,
morally
gorgeous.
I think that there are so much more disgusting aesthetics than his, which is because of a time.
But usually it matches, right? Donald Trump is like one of the creatures from Nothing But Trouble in the Junkyard.
Yes. Yeah.
And morally, he is also like the judge in Nothing But Trouble.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd, who, for instance, while he was writing the terrible movie Nothing But
Trouble. Yeah.
But I think the difference is, Guy, it's more that he has a style that we're not on board with. But I think if he just, like, you know, put his haircut back, gave us more of a fitted shirt, there'd be a different vibe. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's...
What do you want to see him in? Like in a black T-shirt with a little bit of stretch?
Yeah.
Yes. Not a V, but like a little, give me a crew neck, give me some clean lines, give me that natural brown hair.
I'd like to see a 2004 American Apparel look for him.
That would be great.
Deep V.
Sure.
Solid.
He's a little emaciated.
Yeah, possibly like one of those beanie caps, but it's rolled up so it looks like a condom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a touch of a yarmulke.
Like a
condom.
Reservoir tip condom.
And then for some reason, hard-soled shoes.
Hard-soled.
I don't know. I think I feel good about making Guy Fieri jokes because I think they're fun and I think he's on board with it.
Yeah.
But also, pretty good guy. And every food item I've ever had that's had his name on it has been pretty fucking delicious.
Really?
Including the trash can nachos in Las Vegas.
Trash can?
They're nachos served in a trash can and they fucking rule. Anyway.
An entire trash can?
It's like a little trash can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why?
But I bet if maybe I was having a bachelor party, I could probably get him to... maybe if I brought my own Rubbermaid. Okay, fill this with nachos, Guy.
Classic.
Jordan's getting married.
Jordan, classic, like, Oscar the Grouch type trash can or modern Rubbermaid trash can?
I think I'd have to consider what's easiest to transport. Mm-hmm. And cleanliness probably also an issue. I mean, I'm going to eat nachos out of this thing. I mean, I'm not disgusting.
Well, it's got to be brand new. It's got to be a brand new can.
Yeah.
Papa's got a brand new can.
And also,
that's what I said when I got my butthole sewed up.
Hey, there you go. So, I mean, I think it's that you would want a metal trash can would look cool. But if it was harder to transport, I'd probably have to go with the Rubbermaid for my nachos.
I can see that. Do you think that your lack of opposition to his aesthetics is based on some kind of nostalgia for your lived experience of 1997?
Well,
Did you live in a trash can?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm just kind of protective of him because I think that he – and you know, and I feel – listen, I even maybe feel a little bit guilty. I mean, because I was writing for late night television in the era of peak Guy Fieri joke. Mm-hmm. And I've taken some shots.
Right.
So I think I'm just trying to...
Get right with God.
Trying to get right with God.
Yes.
Got right with God, right with Guy.
Yeah.
I think I'm, you know, I feel like I've done more damage than most to the reputation of Guy Fieri. And just want to walk it back a little bit.
Yeah.
I understand that. I feel the same way about Smash Mouth every time there's a fun story about them tweeting with or about Bay Area sports figures.
Sure. Or coming out in favor of Cunnilingus.
Yeah.
You guys remember that?
No.
Is that during the DJ Khaled controversy?
Yes. So DJ Khaled gave an interview where he said that
DJ Khaled is Krypton.
Sorry, yeah.
That's like Cal hyphen Ed.
Pre Superman.
DJ Khaled getting his power from Earth's yellow sun. This is fun. I think DJ Khaled said in an interview that he does not eat pussy. He does not eat his wife's pussy because he is the king.
Right, he's the king.
And Smash Mouth retweeted that remark with, "A king who doesn't is no king at all." And
that's gorgeous.
Yes. I mean, does it force you to think about the guy from Smash Mouth munching box? Sure. But
God bless
worse
him
things.
For it.
Yeah.
God bless him for it.
He's on the right side of history.
Morally gorgeous.
Sure.
That's a morally gorgeous man.
And is Despacito really better than All-Star? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
It's not for you to judge.
Not for me to judge.
Only God.
Only guy judge, made, only guy can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
I just think
that's tattooed across my back in old English.
We just got rich on t-shirts just
shit,
now.
Man. Okay, guys, don't make that t-shirt before we can.
Oh, Andy loves
Brian.
Merch.
Brian
Andy loves
go.
Merch.
Brian, start it.
No,
start.
I'm,
Brian,
I'm gonna email our t-shirt guy immediately.
Make it.
Only guy can judge me.
I think – no, that's yours. That's copyright.
You. Thank you. Maximum you can do that two buttholes thing.
Yeah, that Papa's got a brand new can.
That was a nice piece of business. You could sell it to other two butthole victims.
I think we need a new set of the go-to, like the Carrot Tops, the Guy Fieri's, the right. the kind of like cultural go-tos. Because I found most of those people seem to be innocuous.
Sure.
They seem like, why can't we throw Louis C.K.? Why can't that be the
oh
new?
Oh, boy.
The new, if
Andy,
we're going to make fun
let's
of someone.
Go and stick Andy, the new... you literally started with Nazis at the top of the show.
We're trying to make a friendly podcast
Thank
here.
You. We just...
Let's take the next... Let's cleanse the palate. Yeah. Take the
Would
next
Would you like
call.
To describe any problematic scenes from Porky?
Yes.
There's the glory hole.
No. Next call.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, and guests. This is Joni calling in from New South Wales, Australia.
Can you pause this, Brian? Here's what I love about the voice memo. Rich,
crystal.
Sonorous quality. Mm. Everybody sounds like Yahoo Sirius. Okay, press play.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, and guests. This is Joni calling in from New South Wales, Australia. Recently, one of my friends went to Sydney on a school trip, and he went to one of those little arcade machines that they have in malls, and he won a PS4. That's all. Bye. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yes, these calls are much worse than last week.
Well, it's so – because as soon as he said New South Wales, I was like, okay, so you're not an actual Sydney, which means there's nothing much left. Yeah. So I like that his friend went to Sydney and won a PS4. So this isn't even his moment.
That's some strong geography. You learned that at Wesleyan? Yeah, I read your Wikipedia page while I was trying to figure out how to pronounce your name.
I lived in Australia briefly.
Oh, what were the Sydney. Circumstances of that? You were a professional surfer?
I was hunting sharks.
Uh-huh.
No, honey, sometimes you got to get away.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah,
and why not the other side of the world?
Had you robbed a bank?
Were you running from your past like Christopher Robin?
I was running from my past like Christopher Robin, looking to start anew. And I just
sooner
remember.
Or later, your past catches up with you.
That was good.
Thank you. It was not that great.
That was good.
A little mixed.
Yeah.
His friend won a PS4.
Did you, while you were in Australia, did you win a PlayStation product? I don't know which one was, what generation they were, two or three
oh,
probably.
Oh, God knows, it was 08, 09. Yeah. I did not win a PlayStation. What did I do? I was almost signed by a casting, by an agent called Chocolate Colored Characters.
Oh,
that was the closest I had come to success.
Oh, my.
Australia, get it together.
Chocolate Colored Characters. But I would have had to pay to join this agency. And
sounds
I said,
like a bad deal for multiple reasons.
I was like,
for
I know a scam when I see one.
Could have got a lot of commercial parts as that Christmas friend.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
We need a black person hanging out in the background, mm-hmm. giving a knowing smile. That's what I thought.
To be fair, you're probably good at a knowing smile.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
You know that's my jam.
Wait, sorry. Hold on. We're not supposed to pay to be represented?
Oh, yeah. It should just be, should be a mutually beneficial arrangement between you and your management.
Andy, no.
You didn't learn that at Trump University? Yeah, I read your Wikipedia page.
I did get sued by Trump University.
Right. For learning too much.
If you've got a momentous occasion to share with us, give us a call, 206-984-4FUN, or do like Yahoo Sirius did. Record a... Sorry, Australians. I don't think that you're all Yahoo Sirius. There's that kind young woman who sent my daughter a bag of stationery from the stationery product shop she works at.
That's nice.
She's not Yahoo Sirius.
No, some of you are poison spiders.
The kind and thoughtful... God, are you allowed to be racist against Australians?
Oh,
seems
yeah.
like it, right?
Yeah.
Give them the old what for.
That seems like as good a target as you could find.
These are friendly japes.
Yeah, these are, we love, japes. Is that an ethnic slur for Australians?
Oh, boy.
There's a bunch of japes over in that booth over there.
We are grateful for our listeners across the world, mm-hmm. be they in the Antipodes. or elsewhere.
Elsewhere.
Falkland Islands.
Mm-hmm. Sure, we love them.
We want to be clear, only the British Empire, the current British Empire.
The Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're not in the Commonwealth Games, fuck out of here.
Are you?
F-O-H.
Yeah.
206-984-4FUN or email us your voice memo at jjgo@maximumfun.org. We'll be back in just a second on what? Jordan, Jesse, Go. That's what.
Hey, have you checked out the Max Fun store recently? We've got a bunch of cool new stuff. For Bubble, we've got a t-shirt, buttons, and more. Reading Glasses fans will love their new library book-inspired shirt. And if you're a fan of beef, check back Friday for the debut of our Beef and Dairy Network merch. We've got all that and more from a ton of Max Fun shows you love. So go check out what we've got and buy yourself something fun at maxfunstore.com. La, la.
Hello, I'm Oliver Wong, DJ, scholar, and journalist.
And I'm Morgan Rhodes, music supervisor and stiletto devotee. And we host Heat Rocks, a podcast where we invite our favorite musicians, writers, and scholars to talk about the albums that have changed their lives.
Morgan, what exactly is a Heat Rock?
It's a record that's like hot fire, combustible.
Basically, just a really, really good album.
We've taken a deep dive into Nigerian funk from the 70s.
He kind of had like a bad reputation in town as just being like a sketchy dude. And he was just making music that for thousands of miles around him, he was the only person doing anything like that.
1980s teen comedy soundtracks.
This soundtrack always felt the same to me as like when I would find a great blazer at a thrift store that I could, and I was like, oh, this is going to be me now.
We've talked about Prince, Boys to Men, Kendrick Lamar, and everything in between. Heat Rocks every Thursday here on Maximum Fun.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio... Wait, how about this? I'm Jesse Thorne, Button Willow McKittrick.
There you go. Yeah.
Jordan Morris, Slater Kinney.
What intersections on signs do you like?
No, I think we took the only two.
Yeah.
Andy Beckerman, 422, Route 422, 76.
There you go.
Yeah.
Naomi Ekperigin, 101 Freeway, I Don't Drive?
Yeah.
I don't know things.
101 Freeway, I Don't Drive. You said it, baby.
On the corner of 101 and I Don't Drive.
That's a great song.
Sure. Anyway.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of fun on this week's
We
Jordan
sure
Jessica
have.
Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot. Thank you, too, very much for joining us on the program.
Thanks for Thank having you. Us. It was fun. We were just riffing and dripping.
Yeah. Do you say dripping?
Yep.
Dripping?
What are we, Billy D. Williams?
Mm-hmm. Riffing and
you
dripping.
You wish you were Billy
God,
D. Williams.
God, I would
Williams.
Love to be
that
Billy
would be
D.
fucking
Williams.
Amazing.
That guy works every time.
Yeah. You guys have a new podcast.
Yes.
That I've been hearing a lot about. It's tearing up the iTunes charts.
Ooh.
True.
Some of our, some beloved past Jordan Jesse Go guests.
I saw Janine Brito in the lineup with her partner.
Yes, absolutely. Tell us about this podcast.
Naomi, do you want to go or should I launch into the spiel?
I'll do it. Couples Therapy is a live show that Andy and I have been doing for years, first in New York, now in L.A. And on the show, we have comics who are best friends, lovers, sometimes exes even, siblings.
Juicy.
They do sets together about their relationship. And so for the podcast, we bring you the best sets from the live show with a little talking and goofing from us, you know?
Yes. If you like my white weirdness, and you like Naomi's black excellence, that is what our segments are about.
That's our vibe. That's our vibe. So we talk relationship stuff, and we hear from people. We got great comedians. So it's a good time. You know what I mean? You get some funnies.
You're going to drop some names on us? What kind of names are we looking at?
Well, we have...
Ooh, what about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend star Rachel Bloom and her husband Dan?
Yes, oh, if you're taught two beloved Jordan Jesse Go Pass guests.
There you go.
As you said, Janine Brito and...
And that's what they're most known for, I think.
Yes. Jordan Jesse Go. Yes. Exactly, they're hits.
Yeah, I read Rachel's Wikipedia page before I came here.
Right,
so
it was just a transcript
to
of
say
the
her
episode.
Name.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And I saw
We're the Wesleyan of podcasts. Mm-hmm.
Michelle,
more like in the Amherst podcast.
That's a T-shirt. That's a T-shirt.
We should say, if you were running to maxfunstore.com to get the
Brian
only guy can judge me T-shirt that we should have made, someone beat us to it. Some internet yokel.
Sorry,
can I pitch a T-shirt to you, Jordan?
Yeah,
It says vote for Pedro on it.
Somebody already did that.
Really?
Somebody already did it.
God damn it!
I know, buddy. We're never going to get those T-shirt bucks.
God damn it.
Yeah. Bubble merchandise now available.
MaxFunStore.com.
Yeah.
Got some T-shirts, got some posters.
Yeah.
Got some sticker packs.
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying.
Do you have bubbles?
No.
That would be a good...
Yeah.
No one would buy it, but
no,
it would be a good promotional
item.
Yes,
those little, little plastic bubble jars. Anyway.
No.
It'd be fun. Okay, you want one more pair to wet the whistles of the podcast downloading public.
Comedian Michelle Buteau and comedian Jordan Carlos, who are good buds. Michelle Buteau, she's all over the place. You see her on Two Dope Queens. You see her at our Comedy Central Half Hour.
Jordan Carlos, you've seen him at Max FunCon East.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Bring them two together. Let them goof.
I thought, honestly, looking down the list of the one I was most impressed with, Barack and Michelle Obama.
They're good in everything.
They are good in everything.
I had a friend who did not know I was friendly with you recommend the podcast to me. And I'm like, I know them.
Oh, my God.
And something that she was saying that was great about the show was that these are like people you've heard from a lot, but it is a part of their life that you have not heard about a lot. So whereas, you know, comics sometimes have, you know, bits about their relationship, you know, you don't get to hear the other side of it. So, yeah, it's a nice they said it was a nice kind of break from a comic's usual routine.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's why people are enjoying it so much.
Yes, and that's how we get people to come on the show. We're like, come on, goof with your bud.
Goof with bud.
You don't have to do your regular set.
Sure.
You can minimally prepare and still do well.
Minimally, eh?
Well, thank you two very much for joining us on Jordan Jesse Go, and welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you so much.
The city I call the City of Angels.
Mm. Or the City of Angel. David Boreanaz's.
You got it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely.
Mm. I'm more of a City of Spike kind of guy. Always. I was always more of a Spike
kind of
guy.
An Angels in the Outfield type. You're really,
yeah, sure. Yeah.
Did you know one of the characters in Angels in the Outfield?
Okay. All right. We don't need to know.
Our producer... Brian Sunny D. Fernandez, it's his laugh that you hear piercing the veil of the fourth wall of audio coming through the literal fourth wall of this recording studio.
Oh, Jesus
this
Christ.
Guy is such a Deadpool.
Such a Deadpool breaking our fourth
wall.
He's
a total Deadpool.
Come on,
so
Deadpool.
Snarky.
Yeah.
Since when are superheroes snarky? Yep. I guess since Brian became the producer of this podcast.
Sure, he was the inspiration for Deadpool.
Oh, he's a wiseacre. Mm-hmm. Guy is a wiseacre. Stick to punching baddies.
Baddies.
Yeah. You can join us on Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com. Hashtag your tweets. Hashtag JJGo. I always love to see the tweets about Jordan Jesse Go.
It's fun.
I look at them all the time.
You got to engage.
Almost invariably.
Mm-hmm. What are your insights like?
My insights?
On social media.
My insides or my insights?
Insights. Impressions.
My insides are as they should be, unlike some people.
Okay. All right.
My insights are moderate, I would say. Modest. Is that fair? You can join us on Facebook, like Jordan Jesse Go there, where you can get our new Vote for Pedro T-shirts. How about this?
Right.
It's got an arrow and it says, I'm with Stupid.
Yep, already T-shirt. Already T-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what about this?
Okay.
Here's an idea. It says Abercrombie and Fitch.
There it is. That's our shirt, baby.
Yes.
That's the shirt.
You know, I don't know. I'm done.
Cool. Yeah, cool.
You spent.
I retire. I hereby retire.
Going out on top.
Going to go home and eat some ice cream that's left in my freezer from my daughter's birthday.
That sounds nice.
Maybe use her new metal detector.
Cool. Wow, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
To find the bowl?
Going to be a wild night.
Yeah.
No, for sex stuff.
Oh.
We'll talk to you next time on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.